Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right out here in our operations area, and the official clock on the NHC wall here is it's 5 o'clock, and this is the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Let's take a look at satellite at first. You can really see that pronounced eye right there in the center and that big-time convection right around there, indicating pretty strong system and increasing in that intensity, and that's reflected in our forecast. Starting to see some of these rain bands extend outside the center, and that's what we always talk about. These impacts aren't just around the center of the storm, so we're seeing that. At the other part of this, as we've been talking about, you started to see some of this outflow at the upper levels, the cirrus clouds, and that really means we're starting to exhaust some of this air at the top, which means we're getting stronger, and that's exactly what we're seeing in the forecast. The latest readings, we have 115 miles an hour moving west-northwest at 9 miles an hour, so a little bit slower than the last forecast. Let's look at this with time, and we've got tropical storm force winds extending about 100 miles away from the center. So again, well outside the cone that we see these impacts. So let's see what happens with time. Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here. So a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and it could be some structural damage there as well. So a very devastating hurricane when you start getting to these wind speeds. Still looking at approaching the Florida coast by Tuesday afternoon. But remember, the impacts get there well before that, as we've seen in the past. And slow movement. I mean, let's look at this here. This is, we start looking at on Sunday, and then we get into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just such a slow movement. And slow is never our friend with these systems. That's more rainfall. That's more time to have these winds. So remember, it's not necessarily just about that line, not necessarily about that center. It's about the impacts. And we really look at the impacts and the timing. That's always the question that we get. We have time to get ready for this. The onset of tropical storm force winds is really something that we always like to look at, because if you think about it, it's just too dangerous to be driving. It's too dangerous to be on a ladder or looking at carrying some plywood for your windows. Let's wrap things up, because here's the Florida coastline. By Monday morning, we're starting to see those tropical storm force winds reach the coast and move inland. So definitely not just a coastal issue. It moves inland as well. And then through Tuesday, moving to the northern part of Florida. So we're going to see that with time with the winds. And we also have time to be ready by. We really try to narrow that down. So have things wrapped up. You have the rest of today. You have tomorrow. You have portions of Sunday. But we need to have things wrapped up by Sunday as things become a little too dangerous. Here's the rainfall forecast. And it really varies depending on the actual track. But you could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain, and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge. So right from the National Hurricane Center, we're watching the latest information on this hurricane. This has been Ken Graham.